Blog Talk Radio.
I'm already up here, so I'll just testify.
Yeah, amen.
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 Amen. God is so good. You know, I think it's so good how he just speaks to us through everything, things we go through, things you see other people go through.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, I watched a movie last night called Bones, and it was about people that deal with anorexia. And just trying to look at it and understand their mindset, you know, but... when you look at all of it, it's all a spirit, a different way that the enemy tries to distract us and gets us to make us feel like we're less than, and coping mechanisms that people use. And just like, cause I know what it's like to be an emotional eater and just to eat to feel comfort. Well, what they do is they don't eat to just feel comfort. And it may have to make sense to us, but we all have things and vices that the Lord has delivered and is delivering us from. And just watching this young lady go through it, my heart just went out to her. I know it was just a movie, but it speaks to people's lives and how she had never been nurtured. I don't know, had she never been nurtured by her mom or anything, and things that she just yearned for. And then how she went to a rehabilitation center with other people with the same issue, and how she never had that tough love. So when they gave her the tough love, as far as you need to learn how to, we can't do this for you. You have to want to live. You have to, you know, you need food to eat. You can't use that as a way to, you know, try to heal yourself or whatever. But I'm saying that to say, she didn't like that type of talk, so she ran off again. You know, just used to being the victim. But eventually, she went back to her mother and she learned how to forgive. And her mother nurtured her in a way to where she wanted to live. And I say, I say all that to say just how the praise and worship songs just came together. You know, this through the Holy Spirit. You know how the Lord, come on, my words, Lord. The Lord knows what we need, you know. people that, my heart goes out for people that don't even know the Lord. That's why we are here to help people, because just like he said, he did it for us. Each is personal, because we all had those things in our mind, the works of the flesh, you know, the things that distracted us to keep us from crying out to the Lord, to wanting to change, to even get to the point to where, say, I have this problem and I need help and I can't fix myself, and that's why I need the Lord. And that's what he did for us on the cross. And it's when we get to that point of surrender that we know that he did it for us and we couldn't have done it for ourselves. So I praise him for that, and I praise God for letting us be that light for him, so we can help those people that don't. They're doing their best, that they know to go to rehab to do this, but they don't know the Lord. They don't know the ultimate help. So I praise God.
Hey, God, I'm about to start. Thank God that he did it for us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise that. I get to go see my sister tomorrow in Arkansas.
Hallelujah.
In the week with her. Amen. I get to take my great nephew with me. People think he's my son with him, little stuff. And the other thing is, man, I had to get him off to me. That he's bringing back, I guess. I don't know. That I had to check somebody yesterday about my past. Funny that she said that, because the voice of the Rav Shach has broken off of me. And the enemy will use people that you love to bring stuff to try to pile it on you, but I'm not that person anymore.
Amen.
And I had to call them because they took me to lunch. And I have a good testimony that every time I do use my money for something, it seems like it comes back within a day, the same day, or the next day. It comes right back into my hand. And so I praise the Lord that my test is over from living in the office and not having any money, but still yet believing God, that he's blessing me to live by faith and believing that he's my provider.
Yeah.
But we have to speak up in this season and not be oppressed or be suppressed by others' voices or their opinions of us. People are going to view you for who they think you are, but it doesn't mean that's who you are. That's their opinion.
Yeah.
And you have a right to say, don't speak that to me.
Amen.
Don't speak it over me. Don't speak about me in a negative way to people. That's your opinion. And if you don't believe God can change me, that's something you got to deal with. But I praise God for deliverance. I praise God for my total healing and that I'm delivered. Amen. I can see where I pray for that. Amen.
Amen.
But the person apologized to me. She said she didn't even know why she said it, why it came out like that. We was having a good time, and then it just came. And I said, the Lord has had me to remove people out of my life because I kept asking him to stop bringing me mad. Stop polluting my atmosphere. Don't pollute my church's atmosphere or the people that go to my church or mine. And the people can't do it, so the Lord removes them out of my atmosphere. So I want you to be around, so just stop doing that. So she immediately apologized, amen. So I give God praise for that. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, man. Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle, and everybody that's here today. We are strong and mighty in the Lord. I just thank God for what Sister Yvonne just released, Minister Yvonne, what she just released, and what Apostle just released also. Because we all do have adversity and things that we have to overcome, no matter what it is. Just like last Sunday, we were praying about anxiety. You know, these little things that, you know, just come and try to just mess with you. It's just a torment of the enemy. My testimony is, like, on yesterday, I got a hold of my daughter, and she came and sat and had lunch with me at home. I did post it on Facebook because I was so happy. I was like having lunch with my daughter, one of my good moments, whatever I said. It was short and sweet, but it was just a good moment for me. And we ate lunch together, and we even watched almost all of a movie together, and that was a special moment. She's coming out, glory to God, and she's, I believe she's trying not to shelter herself as much anymore, and, you know, she's had some shame on some things and everything, so I'm just talking to her about overcoming condemnation and letting her know she's loved, and no matter what the enemy tries to do to her to deter her from being here or in his presence, whatever, I tell her, whatever church you go to, just be in there.
Amen.
And even the obstacles that are there that are coming against you, you know, just press beyond that too, because that's even a distraction. But even after the movie, we took a walk around the neighborhood with the dog. So it was just a beautiful day, and I'm thankful to God for that, and that gave me some joy. So just hold on to your faith.
Hard to get there, so I have a lot of pressure. I take on people's pain, or I take on their hurt, and I know that I can't fix it, and I even have this little plastic little magic wand, you know, so when I'm talking to people, I want to kind of use metaphors. I use this magic wand to say, you know, if we could change things right now, boom, how would it look, you know, things like that, but had a friend, a coworker friend, called me yesterday, who's from Rushville, Indiana, but her adult daughter was rushed to Methodist, so they've been at the hospital back and forth from like maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I left her at 1:32 in the morning, and they were just now preparing to get home because her adult daughter baby, they stopped feeling the baby move. And then she's like 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks before it's time to deliver the baby. And she just got real worried because I think they lost the baby like that before and had to deliver the baby anyway. And so they got the baby's heartbeat back regular because it would go real low. And then it would speed up real fast. And just something in my heart was like, what's going on? You know, what you doing? On the low. But anyway. But they got the baby's heartbeat back regular. Mm-hmm. And like I told my friend, you know, I don't have all the words. When she called me, I was like, what you need me to do? She's like, I just need a friend. I said, well, I'm on my way to Methodist. I only live 10 minutes away. You know, so I ended up sitting up there with her and just being there in the presence with her to be there. And I was like, you know, God loves you.
Yeah.
God loves you. And God loves her. It's going to be okay.
Amen.
So I appreciate having that opportunity. So the one thing I did want to share, though, is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Amen.
So before I had the opportunity to meet you guys, lovely face, Friday I turned in my application to get ready for my clinical license.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 4 to 6 week wait. Like you wait and wait and wait.
Mm-hmm.
But not me. Monday, I received the email saying you have been approved to go get your criminal background check. So Tuesday, I went and did my criminal background check. So now at this point, it's typically 7 to 10 days wait before you're able to, so they say you can now sit for your clinical exam. So now I'm waiting on, I can now sit for my clinical exam, and this is the first time I've been excited about it. You know,
amen.
Before I've been other things, but this time I am totally excited. When I saw it, I had called my godmother.
Amen.
She's like, well, when can you get the criminal background check? I said, hold on. And I'm scrolling through. Tomorrow. It was tomorrow. I had just enough money in my bank account to pay for it.
Amen.
It was right on time. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
You can leave it right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Praise the Lord. Well, first of all, I just thank God for another day, another opportunity He has given me, life and life more abundantly. My testimony is it was just being encouraged from yesterday.
Yes.
That was just a true blessing.
Yes.
And, you know, the Lord gave me a scripture. I'm going to give the scripture, and then I want to go into just a brief excitement of the class. Hallelujah. And it's fitting because how he was teaching us, the Bible also says from Proverbs 9:9, it says, give instructions to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So it was just great to for that class to come in play. How the Lord has just really touched his heart to give that to those who want to accept learning. It doesn't matter what your title is, you're still good to learn even more and more, because there's always someone who's been through something that you haven't been through.
Yeah.
And I love his testimony too, of how his path, of how he was and how God has just transformed him, and reflect back onto me on my past, on how sometimes you inherit certain attributes in your life, and my mom was kind of negative, but she was a Christian person, but she was kind of judgmental, but we didn't know no better because when we was young, and sometimes we take that in our lives and spread it out, and not knowing that's not the way it should be done. And when you're a Christian, you're supposed to always show love. And a lot of Christians these days don't show that. And when I seen an episode on, it was a brief episode, and I think me and my wife was watching it, but it was with one of the so-called Christians was on the show, a talk show, explaining the things of God in their own way, which wasn't really in love. But just to give you a quick example, she was saying some things, but it was judgmental. And then she had to come back and say, well, that's one of the reasons why we don't like y'all, because look how y'all judge us and how y'all treat us. And that is a great example of how people who follow Christ shouldn't present themselves that way. You have to teach and show love, because how else would they know? You know, now they're saying, well, then, what's the sense of being saved when I can still do the same thing you're doing, being judgmental, being hurtful, picking on one another, you know, because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And you have to teach. You can't just teach on one thing, especially when the apostle is talking about your past and how people, a lot of people are in that, were in that situation, or some are still are, and you don't just go up and judge them. You got to have patience and love and teach them. And Bishop Tyson would just illustrated that so well, and that nobody in this place haven't done anything that wasn't worthy to God. So your past is over. And now the future. So apparently some of them still have problems with your past, not realizing that they had a past also. And it doesn't matter what it is, we all had a past, and it didn't glorify God. So that was a testimony for me, how he just enlightened me, and how he just opened my eyes to even more things, and how to even teach when it's time to teach someone. to where they can learn and be excited and accepting the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My testimony is that yesterday I lived to see my 17th birthday. Yes, Lord. And then also I want to say, yeah, how much of a blessing that was on yesterday.
Yes,
and I just love Bishop Tyson's transparency.
Yes.
It really blesses me because when he talks about that competitive spirit, he talks about stuff that I didn't even think that I had or ever struggled with. And it reminded me of back when I spent some time in Mississippi with my cousins, and they always labeled me as slow. Like I didn't get a joke right, or they also labeled me as being slow. And it really bothered me, but I tried so bad to try to fit in because I didn't want to be the one picked on and teased. And I remember in my heart, I would always say, Lord, gonna raise me up and you gonna see.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
And so, but I had to make sure that I checked that thing and it's not a competitive fear.
Right.
So I didn't ever think about that until he was very transparent about what he went through. So praise God. Hallelujah. So the next portion of our service is offering.
Amen.
So this is a time we can all participate and glorify the Lord and worship Him in our offering and giving.
Amen.
And for those of you listening on the Blog Talk Radio, what's really going on around here, please feel free to send your tithe and offering to There's a Way Out Ministry. Our address is 2538 West Washington Street, Suite 101, Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you. Okay, and then Sherelle. And so Sherelle had announcements. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. This was something, it was pressed upon my heart. I just didn't speak of it. Even before this time. To be able to do it, I sat in church, and it just came to my mind. So it had to be God to put it in my mind first, and then to bring about the opportunity for opening to be able to do this. I know that when our congregation was full, we would put Apostles' Basket out on a weekly. And so it's been reduced to just one Sunday a month, which is the second Sunday of every month. When her basket was out before, she received a $6 offering. And we would like to be able to just come together and prepare ourselves to be a continuous blessing to her. And we know that a workman is worthy of his hire.
Amen.
And I will try to make this the only time I say I, because I believe in we, because we are a team and we are unified. And although the numbers look small, we are yet mighty through God. I know for myself personally that if we need her, she'll be there. When our families are sick, she'll get there the best way she can. I've even seen her rent a car and say, I'm coming to the hospital. And she didn't have to do that because, you know, she had issues with her car at that time. And she said, I'm going to rent a car and I'm coming up there. She did come. I was praying through enough because we know that we got to pray for ourselves before we expect for anybody to, you know, that's our responsibility primarily. However, unbeknown to how serious that issue was with my husband, He could have died. So we have an ox in the house. We have an ox in the house.
Amen.
She is an apostle. She does cover us. And I do believe in my spirit, and I believe we all can confess to this, that even when we're not in the congregation, she carries us because she is the mother of us. However we, determine that for ourselves. She's endeared to us, and I just, it would be just fitting for us to come together and open up our hearts and give unto her bosom. If you want to give your shoe size, give your shoe size. Let's just activate this thing on faith and let it not go stagnant and keep it going and flowing. And I have a scripture that I would like to just read. And that's in 1 Timothy 5:18. For thus saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward.
Yeah.
A lot of our giving is by faith, and it does come back, and it's not always monetary. However, we can use our faith to call it back in a monetary way. Because his word says, if you ask, it shall be given. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened. And we sow our seeds on good ground. So if we do want to return monetary, if we really need it, we can say, God, can you give it back? And he will give it back. Just as she testified that she gave something, and it came back. And a personal testimony, I didn't have money to give. I don't just share all my business. But, we have a situation. But I felt it upon faith. Where's your faith? I gave that pen, and in I think it was 3 days, somebody at my job was stranded on the road. It was a female. She was by herself. She said, can you take me to the gas station? I took her. I didn't want anything, and I told her, don't give me anything. This woman said, this is your time. You have a child to get to, and I'm interfering in your schedule, and I know you're a woman of God. She took the $10, and I told her, please don't. This is me blessing you. She took that $10 and shoved it between, because she sat in the back. I'm not afraid of her. I know who she is. I work with her. But she shoved it up front, and she said, take the blessing. When she said that, I said, yes. I humble myself. So let's humble ourselves and give, let's give, and let's bless her. It takes money to move. It takes money. She travels. These tickets cost a lot of money, and she's in our house, so we can do this together. So,
amen.
Let's just be a blessing. And if we, I promise you, it will return. Mm-hmm. It'll return. Amen.
Amen.
With all the blessings, with all the blessings.
Hallelujah. Lord God, we pray over this offering right now. We ask that you would bless each and every person that gave, Father God. We ask that you would bless those that have a desire to give and were not able to give, that it would be used for the uplifting of your kingdom, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for those who are able to sow into apostles, Father God, and even the sacrificial sowing. We ask that you would bless them and return back to them, pressed down, shaking together, and running over where men continue to give unto their bosom as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it's time for the word, y'all. Y'all ready for the word?
Yes.
The word. Hallelujah. So we just ask our apostle come forth to give us the word.
Yeah,
he said
Amen.
They were cleansed by the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah.
I want to ask you all to be in prayer for Sister Cassina. She's at the doctor now, believing that she has, she's getting checked to see what she has. Amen.
Amen.
Still want to keep her lifted up.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
In prayer, especially those of you who know you have the gift of healing.
Amen.
Amen. We want to give God praise for Sister Maya coming again to visit us.
Amen.
And cleaning our mics off.
Glory.
We love to have fun, so you're welcome, man. Get right in with that. Wet wipes. Right on. Amen. So, I've been praying, and, you know, this is our season of release.
Amen.
You all been noticing everybody talking about release right now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too many ministers or preachers. I mean, I know I'm known. I'm not trying to be funny. I know my cousin told you that I'm very busy. I don't know a lot of ministers. I know that I'm sent a lot of places, but I don't know a lot of ministers. And I'm okay with that. But I was driving down the street and I heard somebody talking about we're having our release conference. I said, oh, sure, we in there.
Amen.
And my spiritual daughter invited us. The prophetic team is going to go and sit with her prophetic release conference.
Amen.
I said, that happened the same day I said, y'all going to start hearing release this, release that. We got to be attentive to what God's telling us. Because we in there like Frago.
Amen. Amen.
We on point.
Amen.
We hear God. Amen. He speaks to us.
Amen.
He's got favor. Amen. He ain't going to do nothing without letting his prophets know.
Right.
His servants know. His friends.
Amen.
Yes. He includes us in what he's doing.
Yes.
But we've been released.
Amen.
Amen. So the Lord was telling me yesterday that you are released from the death sentence. The Lord is saying that He's taking you through the rough places. He's taking you through these places that will hinder you and keep you from getting to your destiny, that He's helping you. He's assisting you through those places. And I have wrote it down. And the funny thing that when we got to the class on yesterday, that's kind of like what the topics were about, was these hard topics that pastors have to deal with, hard things that pastors have to deal with, but God helped them through all of these situations.
Yes.
Amen. I'm not a pastor, but I enjoy the meetings. I love it that I can take some of the people there that the Lord uses in these capacities. Amen. It's an honor to glean from Bishop because he's a humble man, and I learn humility from him.
Yes.
I learn not to be proud from him. Even if you can preach the house down, it ain't about you, because God can shut you down within a heartbeat.
Amen.
Amen. And I like that you all can walk away with something. I can see it in you when it happens, be like, bam, right on. So it takes some of my job away, you know, that I can relax and chill and know God is working on the inside of us, and that's what we want. So today's topic is release from the death sentence. Release from the death sentence. Release from the death sentence. You know, God gives us strength. God gives us the grace to walk away from our past, from situations, from disabilitating situations that are designed to destroy us. He gives us the strength to walk away from these situations.
Amen.
From fear, from destruction, from abuse, from rape, from rage, from anger. So many different things he gives us the power and authority to walk away from that was designed to take us down.
Amen.
So the Lord kept saying to me yesterday, all week basically, is you're being released from the death sentence. Some people have death in their mouth against you. Like I had to check that person and say, that don't fit me no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what they said. Don't bring it to me. Why would you release that to me?
Yeah.
Don't do it anymore. Just don't. You know, and I didn't say it mean. I didn't even say it like that. I just said, look, I know you love me. But when the enemy uses that to come out of the mouths of people that love me, I couldn't even sleep until I called him back. I said, look, I don't deal with this no more. And I don't care who the person is.
That's right.
Or for whatever reason, you need to fix it. And when you fix it, leave it there. But don't bring it to me. I don't deal with that no more. I've been released from that. The Lord sent a woman all the way from South Africa to pull me through. And I've been pulled through, and I'm not going back to that bondage
Amen.
No more.
Amen.
I'm not going back. This don't fit me no more.
Amen.
It doesn't fit me anymore. Amen. And so death is the action or fact of dying or being killed. The act or the end of a person, the life of a person or organism. Amen. The synonyms. Death is the action or fact of dying or being killed, the end of the life of a person or organism. Amen. So, Father God, I just ask you to go before me, even as I minister today to these your children, Lord God. Let them get the revelation. Let them get the understanding. Let them get the knowledge, Lord God, of what it is you're trying to give them, oh God. When I ask, Lord, that you would just use me for your glory in Jesus' name, even for those that are on the radio, for those that would get this CD, Lord God, we ask you to bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And so, some of the synonyms, because I like to give you synonyms, because you may hear something different, amen. Some of the synonyms of death is demise, dying, end, passing, loss of life, eternal rest, quietus, murder, assassination, execution, slaughter, massacre, deceased, expiry, amen, the state of being dead, the permanent ending of vital processes in a cell or tissue. Amen. So we've been released from dead things, from the end of things.
Amen.
Amen. From the end of what people think.
Amen.
Amen. I had an opportunity to say, people are waiting for me to leave this city. But you know the word of God says that I'm preparing your table in the presence of the enemies.
Yes.
So it's going to happen right here.
Amen.
I ain't got to go all the way on the other side of the world.
Amen.
It's going to happen right here. I would like nothing more than to go somewhere else and get a fresh start. Well, they don't know nothing about me. But God's ways are not our ways.
Right.
He does it. He elevates you right in the midst of those who don't like you. Y'all should see my schedule for September. Actually, it starts on the 31st of this month.
Amen.
Actually, Wednesday, if you count Maya's wedding.
Amen.
And then it's going to be in and out. You're going to be the hair apostle, bye apostle, hair apostle, bye apostle, hey. Apostle, bye.
Amen.
Apostle. Hey. Okay, bye. Hey. And you hear about it, and then all of a sudden it starts manifesting. Y'all be like, she's an apostle. Yeah, that's her. That was her. She was just here. She's gone. But that's her. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And then, like you've been trained, we've been trained. Some people see your future. When you're still just trying to figure out, who am I? They know.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be a part of your some part of you, yeah, your growth mechanism.
Yes.
And because of where you're going, it don't look like where they are, they don't want to assist.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they start coming against you.
Amen.
Can't get no help in here.
Amen. Amen.
So they are part of the sentence that want to put you to death. They want to destroy your ministry now.
Mm.
But the Lord said, you've been released from the death sentence.
Amen.
Y'all better grab that thing.
Amen.
And then Sister Yvonne said they were teasing her because she didn't fit in with the group. I don't fit in. That's why people keep saying, apostle, they don't know what to do with you in this city. They don't even know what to do with me. God knows what to do with me.
Amen. Amen.
What they got to know what to do with
Amen.
Me for?
Amen.
I passed the scenario, shut down your ministry, come run the auxiliary. Why am I running auxiliary for?
Right.
Yeah. Auxiliary ain't going to know what to do with me either.
Amen.
That ain't what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
That's why they don't know what to do with me.
Amen.
And when they say that means leave here, leave this place. Remember Jesus? Yeah, you healed, you raised the dead, you cast out the devil. Now leave this place and go somewhere else. And he was in Capernaum. Y'all gonna look it up.
Uh-huh.
Now leave here.
Yep.
We gonna need you here.
Mm-hmm.
Go, you making us uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mind my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to help a few folks.
Amen.
And then when you go other places to be mass people in line, apostle, I'm with you. I'm in line. I'm going in.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm leaving until I get my blessing.
Yeah.
And then you go home, you can only heal a few folk. Come on.
Yeah.
That's scripture.
Yeah.
So we got to understand scripture.
Amen.
It took Apostle Val from New York to tell me. She said, you know, Apostle Kimberly Daniels' church is small, too. She started when she was small, too. People buy. I bought a CD, too. You know, you remember Apostle Kimberly Daniels? She does the general deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a deliverance technician. She's a general deliverance. And when you would go to her church, it was small, just like this. She would go worldwide, travel. People come from everywhere just to hear Kimberly Daniels. When you go to her church, you'd be like, okay, so this is it. Be like, yeah, this is it. Yeah, y'all can preach my message, and you better let it be all right.
Amen.
What God's doing.
Amen.
It ain't about what people think of you.
Amen.
This is an army right here.
Amen.
You can teach 50,
yes,
plus him make 100,
amen,
150.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
When God starts doing the math, it don't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
5,000 square foot building and this don't make no sense at all.
That's right.
Anyway.
That's right.
People want it to be in a small a building half this size. Just this, but half that.
Uh-huh.
God's ways not our ways.
Right.
So God says, you're being released from the death sentence. People's words. Yvonne is victorious.
Yes.
She don't have to convince them. She is.
Amen.
By existing, by exhorting.
Amen.
By changing the atmosphere as she enters the room.
Amen.
I said, we're going to praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to praise
him. Amen.
Now, amen?
Amen?
So to release means to allow, to enable, to escape from confinement, to set free. Amen. To set free, to let go, to allow, to lead, to liberate, to set at liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To move.
Amen. Amen.
The action or process of releasing or being released.
Mm-hmm.
Deliverance, to bail out, freedom, liberty. Let's go to Isaiah 38 and 1, or correct it. Isaiah 38 and 1. Amen?
Amen.
My schedule's going to be busy. Any days y'all can make it, I'll be grateful. Especially any days me in purple. Those were really, really important days.
Amen.
Any days you can make it. I know y'all going to be busy, but I need y'all. Amen.
Amen.
So, Isaiah 31, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now, you know, when God says something, that's it.
Yes.
When God says, well, say goodbye to everybody, get your will going, start passing out that money to your sons, your daughters. Because God's going to take you home, he got better use of you. And I went to a funeral in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the gas money I spent to get there, somebody gave it back to me yesterday. I'm like, what is this? This is something great. Something
Amen.
Great. How God does things.
Amen.
Amen. So, verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Can you just say, look, you know, Lord, now you know I've done everything you asked me to.
Right.
I ain't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been submissive. I've been this. I've been that. If you asked me to do this, I did that.
Amen.
And the word of God says in Psalm 50, 15, it says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 91, 15, it says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. When you start calling on the name of the Lord, he's going to answer you. Hey, Jesus! Yo! God! I'm down here. When they said his face was toward the walls, because, you know, back then they had a lot of couches where people could just, prominent people could lay out, or depending on with the neighborhood, anybody could lay out. So he didn't want to pay attention to the people. He had to focus on God.
Right.
All my attention's on you. Hey!
Amen.
I'm here.
Amen.
But, kid, we need to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't ready to go yet. You say, bow, I bow. You say, worship you, I worship you. Amen. You got to get into his face,
Amen.
Into his presence.
Amen.
Put all your time and effort into him. Look here.
Amen.
I don't understand what's going on. He did it before, didn't he do it with the rock shocker?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Took all the evidence and put it, laid it at the feet of Jesus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at this. Feet of God. It was God. This is what the rock shocker is saying. What say you? You got to read that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you, Rob Shutter, got this case up against me, and I'm bringing this case to you. That's passed. Amen. And the Lord deliver him. Anything too hard for God?
Nothing.
Nothing too hard for God. Matthew 6 and 6. Let's get this. Turn it with me. Matthew 6 and 6. This one blesses me. My God. Each time we do it, the Lord will come through. Matthew 6 and 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. This schedule's opening up because of things. All them Friday nights here, Elder, was it just us?
Amen.
Now it's manifesting in
Amen.
The prophetic thing we got is from all the classes when it was just us. Mm-hmm. Now we begin to trouble, not just me.
Amen.
We.
Amen.
Amen. All these miracles manifesting. But what about the time when nobody was here and the woman got hit on the sidewalk by herself?
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Read the sign.
Amen.
Because the woman was on the inside.
Amen.
Come on here.
Amen.
Y'all feel like the Holy Spirit here right now.
Yes.
How many in the room? It's just
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And when we go, it's going to go with us. You
right.
Guys, I'm telling you, see what I'm saying? It's
move with the crowd.
God's
yes.
ways are not our ways.
Yes.
And it's just them. It's just, it's not a whole lot of people.
Amen.
See, you went to a church where you got all these people and where the oil is? Where the anointing? Anointment, you know. Where is it? You know, like it ain't nothing in there. But when they pray, there's a reach of heaven. And I'm not like nobody. I think it takes elder to make you think. Sometimes the big churches don't think to teach on this level. Deliverance, prayer, praise, worship. They don't think to teach like this. But this is what brings about a change
yes.
in
yes.
people. Maya
yes.
came back today. She
yes.
said, I'm going to agreement.
Amen.
I'm going to marry them no matter what.
Amen.
It's not part of the agreement. I just invited them to come then.
Amen.
She welcome any time. But something's going on. Amen. No pressure. And she brought her wife, a full one.
Amen.
Well, that's what she said. That means
Amen.
She can at least clean the mic 200 times, possibly. I'm just saying, I'm surprised y'all didn't get it because he was looking at it and I know he's going to say it. I was giving, he didn't say that, but I was just like, if it's 200 wipes there, that's 200 times she gets to clean the mic.
Amen. Amen.
I almost got that.
Amen.
It wasn't there for me. Amen. So you're welcome to clean the mic. 35
wipes.
35.
Amen.
Amen. You got to have that freedom. So you see, I learned a lot of that from Bishop. Bishop had a 600-seater church. And you know people weren't doing right, but he wasn't the top. You never knew what was going on behind him. He never had to get me. Because for one, I told him myself. But he gave me the freedom to tell him himself. And I only told him myself once. One time I had to tell on myself or something. But outside of that, and don't think he don't see you, because he'll look at you, then he'll look again, he'll say, I need to see your mouth, because I'll be like, oh, I wonder what they did. Oh. I don't want you to tell me that.
Amen.
When you got opportunity to go freely,
yeah.
Yvonne, I don't remember what it was. I don't want to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne told me one day, she told me, I know I'm not the shortest in the house, but she was standing over me. I know she could see every part of my head. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. I said, okay. I need to talk to you. I just want you to know. I said, okay, baby, just forgive yourself. She said, okay. Just forgive yourself. But it frees you, don't it?
Amen.
I know that from Bishop.
Amen.
I mean, if you come, you already condemned. Aaron, God had to discipline Miriam. Why? Because Miriam was smart. Vicious. Because God only spoke to Moses. Aaron was condemned in his heart. When you condemn in your heart, you don't need nobody to get you.
Amen.
And then you're checking yourself. But when you know you got the answer, you tend to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to get switches. You're going to get put out of camp for 7 days. You're going to make everybody wait on you for 7 days. You missed a lot of 7 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mira still out the camp for 7 days. She had leprosy, threw up on her, still out the camp for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And she was vicious. Her words, see, your words can cause havoc on people.
Amen.
But you got the right to say, don't say that to me.
Amen.
Don't speak that way about me. Don't speak about my son like that. Don't speak about my leader like that. So Apostle Joel, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Amen.
And walk away.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You have a right. Now, Isaiah 38:3. You being blessed?
Amen.
Isaiah 38:3. It says, and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee. Now I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept, so God, you know, come on. I've done what you've asked me to do. I've been consistent. Not that I'm perfect, but I've done. I've been obedient. Come on, keep hearing a man about his life.
Mm-hmm.
I've honored, you know, the word God says, honor your father and mother that your days belong upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So if your mother and father are still alive, you submit to them.
Yes.
You want to live on the earth for a long time?
Amen.
You got to handle your business.
Amen.
You want to live long? You got to take care of them.
Amen.
I mean, my dad, before he died, he be setting me up. Hey, you don't live at the church. You got a big 3-bedroom house. You got 1-bedroom empty. He didn't offer me to live there. I forgave him. Every time I go to the hospital, he be there before me to get his cancer treatment. And went without no breakfast. And I ain't had no scratch. Talking about he hungry. I'm like, Dad, why you eat before you come? You know you're gonna be here 6 hours getting treatment. Sure. So I had to go fight. Say you go to McDonald's and I'm gonna sandwich for $3-$4 by itself.
Right.
Don't ask me for no can you have a soda ice machine here? Man, I'm scratching chains. Like, man, they're on my lunch money.
Right.
I don't mind it.
Amen.
But, like, you know you're going to be here for 6 hours. You should have ate.
Yeah.
Then we could have probably did buy one, get one some. I love my dad, though. He was, you know, he was joyful. Amen. Amen. Think about Nehemiah. Let's go to Nehemiah 5:19 when Sanballat and Tobiah and them was going up to him. You know, he had it hard, too.
Uh-huh.
But you got opportunity to go to the Father.
Amen.
To Jesus is our advocate. Now, then they had to go to God on their own. But now we have Jesus who stands in our, and he's our advocate, he's our mediator. Nehemiah 5:19 says, think upon me, my God, for good, according to all I have done for his people. 5:19. Nehemiah 13:14, let's go there. Every time he would get in a crunch or something, he would go to God. That's what we got to start doing. I know he used to have a voice talk back to us, but we need to go to God for things more.
Amen.
Nehemiah 13:14. Remember me, O God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for the offices thereof. Amen.
Amen.
One prayer, I don't remember exactly where it was, he said, do unto these people as they want to do unto me. I don't want to start praying those type of prayers.
Amen.
I just don't want to do it.
Amen.
I wanted you to keep forgiving. You have a right to do it, but I just want God to take care of it because he said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
That's right.
Sometimes I be wanting to say, I'm going to heap on you what you're trying to heap on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 38:4. So the prophet didn't even get to leave from Hezekiah because Hezekiah went to pray for his life. And immediately the word of the Lord came back to Isaiah. And he said, the word of the Lord came to Isaiah saying, go say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer and have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add to thy days 15 years. Amen. So Isaiah hadn't even gone out of the property as of yet. He was in the middle court. And so when you have favor with God, yes, God is God of his word. He's a man who does not repent. But when you have favor with God, you have a relationship with God, and you send your prayers up to God, the incense go up to God from your house, from your house of prayer. You're in the sanctuary with him, and he knows your voice. He knows your name. You have favor with God to ask for favor.
Amen.
My son knows I have favor.
Amen.
And I know my son talks about that favor to our family.
Amen.
Amen. And he knows that he's been living off of my favor.
Amen.
And I say that without getting into any detail, because I don't want to
mess
up anything.
Amen.
And so, 2 Kings 24, write this down. 2 Kings 20, verse 4, just write it down. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone into the middle of the court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, the quickness of God's answer to the prayer was marked. Before he had gone to the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, that is, before he had left Hezekiah, at least when he had just left him. Amen. So, that's where I kept hearing that song come in today, Isaiah 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. And this is what God is doing in my life. That's why I know that we're in the season of release. You think it, and he's doing it. I don't like to think about a person's clothes. I like to just bless them.
Amen.
I'm not the type, I don't nag people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bless them, be like, try something different sometime.
Amen.
You know? Amen.
Amen.
Don't talk about the way they cook. Show them. Come on over, let's have a girl's cook day.
Mm-hmm.
A precious, if you want a husband, you're going to have to know how to throw down and cook some bones. Come on now.
Amen.
You go to somebody else in the house and clean. Don't talk about it. Go show them how to clean it.
Amen.
Hire a maid servant and send them over there.
Amen.
We got to know how to do stuff with love.
Amen.
Love lifted me. Love healed me.
Amen.
Love delivered
Amen.
Me. Come on now.
Amen.
We got to know how to do stuff.
Yeah,
right. We got to learn.
Amen.
And we do well because love is in this house. Love is in this atmosphere. And I love that.
Yeah.
That God, she, Maya shaking her head. Yeah, like, yeah, it is. You know, well, you got to pay attention to what people do. Amen. So we work hard at love, meets people here in this atmosphere. We want it to go further than that. And that love don't mean that you need to do everything you want to do, because Bishop said, yeah, two men coming together. I'm going to tell them, keep coming to the church, but you're going to have to work on that lifestyle. You're welcome, but you got to work on that. You can't keep fornicating. You got to work on that. You can't keep cussing, man. You got to work on that.
Keep
smelling like a big carton of cigarettes. You gotta work on that. Stop.
Amen.
I'm gonna tell the truth on that. Boy. Jesus Lord, help me. I'm telling my son, can y'all just don't blow the smoke in my car? Come on. And take it. I don't want to go home with me.
Amen.
And the Lord said, you should just get out the car. Get out the car. I don't want to smell it. But I smoke. I smoked a pack a day years ago. Praise God for the living. I smoke marijuana too now. I don't even want to get behind a car. I mean, the stuff they smell today don't smell like marijuana. They smell like valves. It smell like cow manure. They smoking that? Somebody's the best. How is the best? It smell like the worst thing on earth.
Yeah.
You go out to the country, they said, that's a good fresh air. I said, that's the uh-oh air. That ain't good fresh air, country air. They're like, that don't smell good. It smell like some mm-mm. They be laughing at me. I said, boy, this air's not fresh. You smell manure like everywhere. You're like, everywhere you turn. Ain't nothing fresh. I don't even want to eat outdoors.
Right.
Just take away your appetite. They be laughing at me. I'd be like, boy, and God, see, I just get in with everybody. How? Hey, man, people love me, though. Every race loves me, and I give God praise that he'll make you compatible like that. So he gave him 15 more years on his life and gave him a guarantee. I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. So basically, y'all know what he's saying, is he's going to release him. Because deliverance is a synonym of release. I read that earlier. I'm going to release you. I'm going to release you from the sins of death, and I'm going to release you from the Assyrians.
Amen.
I'm going to release you. Y'all being released.
Amen.
Whatever the sins of death was, God is releasing you today.
Amen.
We're being released. Praise God for our release. Amen.
Amen.
So, Isaiah 38:8, it says, behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which has gone down, and the sundial of Ahaz 10 degrees backwards, so the sun returned 10 degrees by which degrees it was gone down. So it wasn't an easy thing to turn it backwards. It was an easy thing to move it forwards, but not backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
And so he was given an immediate answer, and he was delivered. And on the third day, he was healed. And now, why it took three, I don't know, but God works in threes. Saul was made Paul in 3 days. He was put on a fast. He was blinded. He was, you know, he was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
He was bust down to the white meat. He said, go kill some more Christians. And Jesus was like, I got need of you, buddy. You just killed everybody. You're going to kill them in a different way now. You're going to bring them to me.
Amen.
But it's up to you what you decide. I got you now.
Amen.
3 days he was on the fast. He was blinded. Y'all know the story?
Yeah.
Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes when we have 21-day fast, we be hurting. I ain't had steak. I ain't had shrimp. I have my shrimp. Amen. We be hurting like, boy, 20 more days. Day one fast. We got 20 more to go. First day of fast, whining, complaining,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have a choice. Look at Elder back there. Hey, man, come on now, think about it. So he had to deal with it for 3 more days, the sickness. And then on the third day, he was healed. We know that Jesus got up on the third day. So three is a mighty powerful day to think about.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. So the death sentence was lifted in this case with Hezekiah. The death sentence was lifted. He was released. After 3 days. Amen. He was released. Amen. So another case I want to talk to you about is Lazarus. We know the story about Lazarus.
Yeah.
Let's go to John 11 and 1. John 11 and 1. John 11 and 1. A little bit of my time. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. John 11 and 2. It was that Mary was anointed. The Lord... It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So it's saying that Jesus had a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't on the outside of them. He knew them. John 11:3. Therefore his sister sent upon him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus already knew he was sick. Because he knew everything. He knew.
Mm-hmm.
He knew. He flowed in the word of knowledge. He knew
Amen.
Things.
Amen.
So when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So it's going on so that God will be glorified.
Amen.
John 11 and 5, and now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, and when he had heard, therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Only 2 days. He didn't stay three. Only two.
Mm-hmm.
Still handling his business.
Amen.
I know, I think he had to go heal Jairus' daughter. He had to heal the woman with the issue of blood. So he had other things that needed to take place before he got to his friend. So sometimes our friends have to wait because they're friends. They got to understand. I'm busy.
Amen.
About my father's business. I'm coming, but I got to do this.
Amen.
And then yours is so your family will be saved. So that all these onlookers will be delivered. That they'll be believers. They'll come out of sin and start believing God for you.
Amen.
Because of what God's going to do for you. In and through you, amen. By faith, they're going to give their life to God too. Because I know you can handle it. I know you can stink for one more day.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Amen. So, verse 11, these things said he, and after that, he said unto them, our friend Lazarus is sleeping. But I go that I may wake him up out of his sleep. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well, meaning he's all right. Then on verse 13, howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Because remember, Jesus didn't speak to them in parables. He spoke to them in English.
Mm-hmm.
But when he would slip up and speak to them in parables, they didn't get it. So he had to always speak to them plainly.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, Lazarus is dead.
Amen.
And he said, I'm glad that I was not there for your sake. I'm glad that I was not there. To the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. So he's letting them know this is for you to believe.
Uh-huh.
That the dead can be raised.
Yeah.
That I am who I say I am.
Yeah.
That all power is in my hand. Because I am, I do what my Father does tell me to do in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What I love about Jesus, even as Elder was referencing my spiritual father, that Jesus always referenced God. He checked with God before he knew anything.
Uh-huh.
And I love that, that he was so humble that even though he knew he was Jesus, he was the man. In the name of Jesus, he was the man.
Amen.
He could have just went and said, Lazarus, come on out of there. Stone be crumbled. Lazarus, hop out.
Mm-hmm.
He could have said, grave clothes, come out. He could have just did it all.
Yeah.
Put him in a 3-piece suit, all that. Gators. Lazarus, hop out. Remove the stone and come out. Because he was Jesus like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But he didn't do, he just didn't, he wasn't a show off. Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was humble. He was a man of wisdom.
Yeah.
He had authority and he saw God.
Yeah.
So what God told him to do, he did for God's glory, not his, even his own glory.
Amen.
So that people would be saved. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You got to think about that. I love when they say, get back to doing what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
He loved the woman at the well. Yes, she was a sinner, but Jesus loved her.
Yes.
And he released her from her sin.
Yes.
He loved the woman who was called an adultery. Even though the man was with her, she can't commit adultery by herself.
Right.
He loved her.
Amen.
And that's what our practice is here, that we just want to love the hell out of you, the hurt out of you.
Amen.
Release
Amen.
You from that.
Amen. Amen.
Teach you that you got power and authority to tell the devil to get out.
Amen.
Don't be oppressed. Amen.
Amen.
Then says Thomas in verse 16, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Well, let's go die with him. You already got one who just don't believe. No matter what you do, you'd be like, man, you got to drag him with you. Come on, man. Trust. Trust. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. I know we know all of that. Verse 22, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. She had it, but she really didn't know what she had. She said, I know whatever you ask, God will do it.
Mm-hmm.
We know God works miracles in our house.
Yeah,
but sometimes we don't know just how he will work a miracle.
Amen.
But one thing I know about God is when we're all on one accord and I ask God for something, he delivers it.
Amen.
But we all got to be on one accord.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're all on one accord, he going to do it.
Yes, he will.
Ask the children who was on working on the Tower of Babel. If we're all on one accord in agreement, God will do it.
Yes.
Amen. And so Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him in verse 24, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. That's why I said she didn't have it. She had it, but she didn't have it. She knew he was going to rise again, but just not that day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that day. God will do something today.
Amen.
And so we have to be sensitive to what he's saying to us.
Amen.
He may reveal it the rest of this service. He may reveal it before you lay down. But today, he wants to speak to us. If he hasn't already,
Amen.
He wants to speak to us. I know we've been released from some dead things, from things that were said to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
But God's going to minister to us in a miraculous way on today. It could be a movie that you watch, as we saw Sister Javon was really deeply moved by the movie. Y'all was moved by the testimony of the movie. Then they watched the movie together. They was moved by that. We was moved by that testimony of that movie.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Something going to happen today.
Amen.
Could have been the mic being purified. Everything is for a reason.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything is for a reason. Didi turned 17 yesterday. Put that together. That's 8, that's the new beginning. Everything is for a reason. Nothing is by happen chance. Everything is for a reason.
Yes.
Generally, she says she waits how many days to get certified? To get the what?
Before I can sit for the exam.
Before you sit for the exam.
I have 7 to 10 more days. But first, it was 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. Generally, 4 to 6 weeks. That was eradicated.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And then 7 days to just get invited to sit in.
Amen.
7 is the number of completion. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen.
Everything, God's going to do something today if he hasn't already.
Amen.
I thought the Holy Spirit on everything we just said.
Amen.
I mean, you have to be attentive when you come into the house of the Lord. Even the rest of this day, I see your bones right there, all her notes. I mean, just be attentive to whatever the rest of this day brings. And I'm not just saying be spooky like, ooh, orange. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying be attentive to what God is saying. But what God is speaking through you or to you from somewhere.
Amen.
He can use anybody.
Amen.
You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss what he's doing.
Amen.
You have to convince people, I know that God, don't do it. Just you receive it and it's going to manifest And y'all gonna have a testimony next week. I'm gonna be, guess what? Amen. So,
amen.
Now, let me get back to this. Verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now, in this retrospect, this blows my mind. Because we know that when it says this now, that, like for my dad, it's because he's with Jesus now. On the right hand of the Father now. The dead in Christ shall rise. But his spirit's there. Amen. But
amen.
There he's talking about, I'm about to bring him back to life because I knew Lazarus. Because Lazarus believed in me. Me and Lazarus was friends. We ran together. So I'm about to rise and raise him back up to life. I'm about to release him from the death sentence.
Amen.
I know he's 4 days old. I know he's funky. I know his skin is rotten and all that. But I'm about to resurrect him. Because I'm the resurrection and the life.
Yeah.
I'm about to release him from the death sentence. Because
yeah.
I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got to get this thing. Whatever was dead that should have been yours, Jesus said, I'm coming to resurrect that thing for you.
Yes.
The very thing that you should have possessed last year, you're going to possess this year.
Amen.
God going to give it to you.
Yes.
The very thing the doctor said can't happen is going to happen this year.
Yes.
You got to get this and believe it in the spirit. Y'all say, in my spirit, in the verse, said it's lining up with my spirit. Come on now, because the one with the resurrection and the life is here.
Yes.
And you believe in him, although it was dead, now it shall be alive.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
That thing is speaking.
Amen.
Woo! All dead things are now going to live. Amen.
Yes.
The dead contracts are going to be alive.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
So Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, shall live. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, in verse 32, thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also saw, which came with her, he groaned with his spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. So men cry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Men cry. And it's okay. Then the Jews said, behold, how he loved him. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Got a plan. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he's fainting. We have been dead 4 days now. You say, I ain't asked you that. No, I said that. You hear Jesus saying, I ain't asked you that. I said, remove the stone. Remove it. It's a stumbling block right now.
Yeah.
It's hindering your view.
Right. Yeah.
God's gonna remove some stuff.
Yeah.
Because in your way of seeing the miracle.
Amen.
Come forth.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
But taking them grave clothes off. I just hear so many blessings in that one. Mm. Amen. And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wilt believe, thou should see the glory of God. Y'all about to see the glory of God working in your life.
Amen.
I've been seeing it. It's just been
where
I just be on my knees just crying. Because just a few days ago, it seemed like I was in our office. Two days ago. You know, I didn't get food stamps. Y'all knew. I mean, they thought I worked. They say I work. But I'm like, y'all don't know what kind of offering I be getting. They say I work. I ain't get food stamps. Did
I? Nope.
She told her man on me one day. She looked in the freezer back there. With a number of crumbs in the freezer back there. Two freezers back there. It's not no sad story. I'm telling you about God, what God would do for you.
Yes.
And then they brought me some food in here. Because, you know, when it's just one of you, a pack of hamburger, a little 1 pound, you can cut that in half.
Right.
You can make chili over here. Or you can make sloppy joe over here. That's 3 days to eat, 4 days, I don't know.
Amen. Amen.
You can stretch it out.
Amen.
I'm not a whiner. I just took a fast and counted all joy.
Amen.
What I do, you know me. You got to learn how to deal with it.
Amen.
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 And he said, he took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus was of his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. He had not prayed before, but he stated back then, it's time to go wake up our friend Lazarus. God heard him.
Yes.
Then we read that before they asked, I would hear them.
Amen.
God said before they asked, I would hear them.
Amen.
And
amen.
I would give them what they asked for.
Amen.
Or what they're thinking
amen.
Asked for.
Amen.
What they're thinking.
Amen.
Because at this time, Jesus is not asking. He said, Father, I know you haven't heard me. So you got to start saying, Lord, I know you heard me.
Yeah.
Now, I know it was a mistake when this guy leveled my hair, made it even. So the very thing I had said, he did, but I didn't ask him to do it. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm good now, but the day I was upset. Because mm-hmm. I didn't ask you to even my hair. I asked you for what I asked you for, but he evened my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way, I wanted it, but I didn't want it. Does that make sense? I thought it. I said, no, I don't want this. I just take a little bit off the sides and a little up top. So you want it even? I said, no, I don't. But he evened it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
You don't? I had thought, I should just even my hair and let it be.
Okay.
Then I said, no, I'm not going to even my hair and let it be because people have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I retracted what I said was because of people. But I should wear my hair the kind of way I want to. It's my hair.
Right.
So when I went in, the guy cut it the way I had said it 7 days ago.
Okay,
does it make sense now? But I told him, I said, man, I didn't ask you for that. I asked you. It's not like it now, but before this.
Yeah.
When I came in, I said, this is what I got to learn how to cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got to dye it again.
Okay,
with me? So even though I thunk it, it came into play.
Right.
Just that simple.
Right.
Now, when Apostle Rose did, she said, say what type of vehicle you want. I said, Toyota RAV4. Say it again. Toyota RAV4. She took it all around the car. No, it's a car. What I got now? A Toyota RAV4.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I spoke it.
Amen.
I thunk it.
Amen.
It manifested.
Amen.
What's the other thing? I said, Lord, you know I need money to go see my sister. I know I got the money.
Yeah. Amen.
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 So he wants us to begin to trust him like that.
Amen.
I pray whatever y'all gave, you get it back.
Amen.
Not by Sherelle's work, but by my work.
Amen.
That you get it back. Anytime you give, I pray you get double, triple, whatever you give me.
Amen.
Especially if you didn't have it.
Amen.
Not by Yvonne's work, but by my work.
Amen.
Because you give it to me.
Amen.
I pray that. Just know anytime you give me, I pray that's my prayer, Lord. Give it back to them. Give them a miracle. Something they've been waiting on that they gave to me.
Amen.
I want y'all to know how he's moving in my life. I'm just thinking of it. He manifesting it. I'd be like, oh, shoot. Here he go.
Yes.
I'd be excited.
Amen.
What you going to do today? Bam. Ooh, look at that.
Amen.
From there, I'm excited.
Yes.
Amen. Ain't nobody going to break my stride. Nobody going to hold me down.
Yeah.
I got to keep it moving.
Amen.
Gotta get there, amen. If people don't like it, that's on them.
Amen.
They be like, Pop, you gotta bring it down. I ain't bringing down nothing. Cause I remember back when number crumbs in my refrigerator. That thing was free, huh? My God. Everything was dead around me.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
He heard my cry.
Yes.
And he answered.
Yes.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I'm going to take my joy away.
Right. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
Amen. All right, so. And he said, I knew that thou heard me. And he said, in John 11:42, I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. So he said, they took away the stone from the place where the dead lay. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said unto the Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it. So he's giving thanks before the miracle comes into play. Sometimes you got to give thanks for it, like it's already done. I thank you for my baby.
Amen.
Yeah, I thank you for him.
Amen.
Thank you my husband is saved.
Amen.
Yes. I thank you that my son is saved. I thank you that you hear me.
Yes. Yes.
I thank you that my wife is saved. Ooh, I thank
yes.
you that you hear me.
Yes.
Ooh, I thank you that my children are saved.
Yes.
That you hear me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And when thus he spoke and he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus come forth, and he that was dead came forth. bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin, and Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Release him.
Amen.
And let him go. We know that loose was a synonym. Mm-hmm. So all these synonyms within the text mean release. Mm-hmm. That God has released us from this death sentence. Death of our finances, death of our relationships, death of our voices, death of our countenance, being raised, death of our voices being released, death of our encouragement, being discouragement. Now we encouraged.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You gotta believe God for that. He's releasing you if you believe. Now, you're always going to have those who want to kill you because Lazarus has been raised, and you got those standing by that want to kill him because too many people start believing. People are watching your walk.
Yeah.
Mine is different now. Yeah. We don't have to kill them. Mm-hmm. Not, maybe not physically, but with their words.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Therese, she might have been higher than God. We don't have to kill her with our words. Let's try to set her up. Mm-hmm. I pray none of that happens in Jesus' name because I know my words have power.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to believe that you got to use wisdom around people. They'll come after you.
Yeah.
The case of me yesterday, I had to correct that situation. That don't work with me no more.
Amen.
You got power authority over that. You got to know that. The man came risen from the dead. Why he want to go back and get in the grave for?
Right.
Ain't no grave clothes back on me. I've been released. Man, I'm free now. Set us free.
Amen.
I've been released. Jesus, my friend, came for me. I'm so glad I had a relationship with him. He thought enough to come over here. Though I was bound stinking, already been pronounced dead. He already put the ointment on me. Amen. Put me in the tomb, my own tomb, and sealed it. Spirit had already left my body, but Jesus came by to see about me, to resurrect me in front of all these people so that they would have a right to believe in him and God because they had a relationship about me. Come on now. I ain't going back in that tomb. Make sure I say, well, you ain't going to kill me.
Right.
You won't get the glory for that. God get the glory for my resurrection.
Amen.
God gets the glory for me walking on the face of the earth. God gets the glory for my testimony.
Yeah.
But I ain't dead no more.
Yeah.
I'm alive and well. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm alive and well. Lazarus.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
See, but it's in them trying to put me back down in the tomb. So we see two separate releases from the sentence to die. The other one was from the grave of death. He came out now. Amen in Jesus' name. Let me talk to you about Elijah. Elisha, 2 Kings 13 and 20, right quick. I'm almost done. I know the elder going to say the CD. 2 Kings 13 and 20, and Elijah died, and they buried him in the bands of the Moabites, invaded the land at the coming of the year. Verse 21, and it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elijah. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elijah, he revived and stood up on his feet.
Yes.
God said, I'm standing you back up on your feet.
Yes.
I'm releasing you from the death sentence, and I'm standing you upright.
Amen.
You don't have to be carried anymore from those men who were trying to assist you and bring you back alive. God said, I'm bringing you back to life. I'm resurrecting you. I'm assisting you. I'm standing you back up on your feet, upright up on your feet.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord is upon your life.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord is upon your ministry, upon your finances, upon your circumstances.
Amen.
And you're going to be walking upright. You're not going to be laying down anymore.
Yeah, amen.
You're going to be standing upright. The season of release. On this season of release, you're going to be revived. You're going to be refreshed. You're going to be restored. No more confinement. Amen. You're going to be set free. Liberty is your portion right now. The Lord said, release you and set you free. Release you and let you go. Release you and you have liberty right now. Amen. You are allowed to leave. You have been liberated.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Kalabo sakata. You have a freedom now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And we already know the story about Jesus as I'm closing. They went to go see Jesus to anoint his body. And the two men, I believe they were angels, said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here. He's been released.
Right.
Yeah. He's not here no more.
Amen.
You're in the wrong place. Go to where the live people are at.
Yeah.
Because he's not here.
Amen.
And they were perplexed and they were confused. Amen.
Amen.
Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. Amen. You can write that down. Luke 24 and 5. He's not here. And we know that Jesus had to go get the keys from hell and the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, we just bless you. We thank you that you are releasing us from the death sentence. You release Hezekiah from his death sentence. You release Lazarus from his death sentence. And even Jesus got up from his death sentence. So is anything too hard for God? We say, no, nothing is too hard for God.
Amen.
Nothing is too hard for you.
That's right.
Lord God, we thank you that you're keeping us, that you're standing us right side up, that we would walk, oh God, even as Elijah's bones were used to heal the man, to bring back that soldier back to life, and he was able to walk right up on foot, oh God, that you are helping us to walk right up on foot in our season. Where the enemy wants us to be laid down, where he wants us to be defeated. Oh, God, we thank you for resurrection power. We thank you for life and that more abundantly. We thank you, Lord God, for a new season of being released, of being made free, of being made alive and well. Oh, God, of living again, of being made new again. We thank you for release of our loved ones, a second chance at the tree of life, oh, God. We thank you for a release of our husbands, of our wives, oh, God. That we call them back into the house. We call them back into the house. We call them back to you, Jesus. And we release them. We take them out of the streets. We take them out of their own thinking, their own self-will. Lord God, and we call them back to you, Lord God. We ask you to woo them, oh God, into your presence. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, we even thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding in the midst of the storm when the enemy wants us to be worn and downtrodden, oh God. You give us strength to endure, strength to overcome, strength to run through troops and over walls. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season, in the midst of us, in the midst of these, your children, your warriors, your men servants, and your women servants, oh God, that's what I'm hearing.
Yes, Lord God.
We thank you, Lord God, that you're investing in us in this place right here. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we pray that it's so. Amen. Divine, I see you praying. Do you feel like praying? Anyone who desires prayer, would you come down? I just want to touch and agree. I just see the Lord moving in the midst of someone's child, that the Lord is going to do miracles for this child. I'm praying in mine too, all the children. But the Lord is really going to do a miracle in the life of this child where there's been some distress there. That the Lord is going to straighten out the situation with this child where there's been some distress, where there's been some disobedience. But the Lord is going to bring it all into alignment. Amen. So Lord, we bless you down in here. I don't know if anyone desires prayer today. If you desire prayer, we'll pray with you. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Prayer, we're going to have announcements. Hey, sometimes we don't have to have prayer. And that's okay, too. Forever, we're giving glory. We're released. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And if this is the time that if there's anyone that wanted to open the doors of the church and if anyone wants to join, this is the time that you can come forward. Hallelujah. I'm just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if not, Lord God, we just thank you right now. We can all stand to be dismissed. Oh, announcement, I apologize. It's time for the most good of announcements.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Just a few announcements. On August the 22nd will be the last class of the prophetic class. Apostle Valerie Bratz will be our teacher for that day, amen.
Yeah.
On the 29th, which is a Tuesday, will be the certificate service. Apostle will be speaking at 7 p.m., so please come out, bring family and friends, amen. August the 31st, Apostle will be speaking at Greater Faith at 1019 North Sharon Avenue, 46202 at 7 p.m. for Pastor Eddie and Lady Nellie Hart, and would like for the church to support her, amen, when she goes out. September 1st, Apostle will also be speaking at World Fellowship of Independent Ministries, and I also put the address at 4512 Hillside Avenue, 46290. Please be in support of her that day also. September 2nd, Apostle will be speaking at in New York, for the prophetic class for 101, amen, for certificate service, for the online classes, give them praise for that, amen, that class is just growing. September 6th, Apostle will be speaking in Atlanta. She's been called everywhere, amen. So be in prayer for her as she's traveling, amen. Also, September 6th, we still will be having Bible study, amen, prayer at 6. Bible study at 7, amen. September the 24th, Apostle will be speaking at Prayer House of Deliverance Word Church at 3010 East 56th Street, 46220. Being supportive of her there, I'll pass this out to everyone. That way you'll have the address. I did forget to put the time, but I will look on the flyer again, so I can provide you guys the time. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
On the 24th, no pants. And I believe that's at 4 o'clock on September 24th. Amen. No pants. And then it's at 4 o'clock.
Amen.
And then Caroline's going to confirm that. The class, the last class, is going to be on the phone line only because I won't be in town. And you will get the email on that as a reminder. Amen. On the phone line only, there will be no one here. Amen, Sherelle. So anyone needs to see Sherelle, see her on Sunday to make a payment or however that needs to go.
Amen.
Because I don't want anyone to come down. No one's going to be here. I don't want that to be a waste of trip. Okay? So
amen.
We'll be on the call line only. Amen.
I'm
trying to think any other. We will have Bible study on. Bible study will be here. Amen. So I want to thank you all for that, and I'll turn it back over to Sister Yvonne. Amen.
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 Good job. Yeah, thank you.
Amen. So we can all stand to be dismissed. Amen. Father, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for your word that came forth, Father God. We thank you for the unity that's in this house and for blessing each and every one of us to come out, Father God, to your house of worship, Lord God. We ask that you bless each and every individual as they go their separate ways, Father God. Bless us to have a great week and be that light that shines for you, Lord God. So we just ask you to continue to cover us, Father God, and keep us uplifted in you and in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
So did you want to dance on the 31st?
September 31st?
Oh, y'all leaving the weekend of the 3rd?
September?
Oh, September. Oh, yes, I can. No, it's August 31st. August, is y'all going to be here or y'all going to be done?
We leave the 29th.
Okay.
And then, after the 29th, we'll be gone. Yeah, but that's why we push that day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I will try to.
No, call my kids.
Okay.
So we'll see you Wednesday, next week. I mean the 30th.
Thank you for tuning in to this. God bless you. Have a great day.